Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tuned in on yesterday to Faith Come By Hearing by none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Oh, my God, it was an awesome, awesome message. Although she had some temporary difficulties, she came on with fire in her bones. It was just awesome. The show came on Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in every Sunday. We'll call the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And what I'm going to do, there'll be a 30-minute break between there. Then the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you keep it right, hold it right there, we move on down to Monday. It's ministry with you in mind. I'm sorry, Tuesday. We have none other than the Wow Impact Team. I call them, glory to God, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And this show comes on on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go ahead. You can hit them up right now. Go ahead and inbox them on Facebook, and let them know what the need may be, because I can guarantee you it's in the house. Glory to God. They can give you everything that you need, amen, and they will, hallelujah, and they will get back with you. All you got to do is go on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and you can inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And I would encourage you today to make sure you come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many, many perks. We have ministry all from Monday all the way through Sunday, and it starts back over again on Monday. Ministry with you in mind, glory to God, hallelujah. And we're only asking for $25 or more to partner and join us, because you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for by believers who believe in prayer, and prayer still works. So I encourage you to come on and get aboard, glory to God. And if you want to be a part of the WOW team, go ahead and inbox them. Hit them up right now on Facebook and let them know, you know, that you're interested in becoming amen, one of the WOW team, amen, glory to God. And they'll tell you what you need to do and how you need to get there. So I encourage you to hit them up. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you in either of the ministries, I'm going to encourage you to give to either of the ministries. I always tell them we all are under the same umbrella. So, amen, glory to God. We know some like this, some like that, but it's okay, hallelujah. Some like chocolate cake and some like red velvet cake, and that's okay, hallelujah. It may be pineapple, strawberry, whatever the need may be. It's okay, glory to God. But I'm just going to encourage you to give to any of the ministries, glory to God. It's been a blessing to you. You know, you know, people are saying they're, you know, they are holding on, because, amen, I ain't got but a little bit, but I'm holding on. Well, that little bit you got, don't you know, amen, if it ain't enough to meet the need, glory to God, hallelujah, it's the seed. So come on and seed, hallelujah, and watch God grow it, glory to God. Because if you just hold it on to that little bit, it ain't going to grow. Hallelujah. You just going to have, if you ain't got but them $5, you're going to keep having them little $5 that you got. But if you want God to multiply, then you release it from your hand into his, glory to God. My God, I feel that. Hallelujah. And watch it multiply. Hallelujah. You know, they say, well, I'm planting seeds. Well, you know, what kind of seeds are you planting? Are you just thinking you're just planting a seed by coming on listening? Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, that's not a seed. Come on now. Glory to God. It is ministry with you in mind for your benefit. Glory to God. So I encourage you to give to the ministries and watch what God will do. Glory to God. Now, you can't pay for the ministry that's coming, amen, to you on worldwide radio, on Blog Talk. No, you can't pay for it, glory to God. You can't pay for the time that's spent to get the word together, amen, for you and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and let the Holy Ghost have his way. Oh, good God Almighty, glory to God, to bring the ministry, amen, to the nation. No, you can't pay for it, but you can, amen, glory to God. You can seed into the ministry, glory to God, to help the ministry. Yes, you can, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you to give on this day. Give, and it shall be given. Good measures. Don't you want the good measures? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Glory to God. Amen. I do all the time. Hallelujah. I want the good measures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming today from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and the title of my message will be Don't Be Yoked with Nonbelievers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get too carried away and it's okay, well, you know, that's my friend and that's my friend. No, you can have associates. Hallelujah. And in that having associates, you're trying to teach them and help them to get closer to the Lord. Well, if you know that you're too close for comfort and they ain't going to hear you, then guess what? You just pray and ask God to send somebody by. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to, amen, be in the wrong situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't say, well, you know, that's my friend and that's my friend. We are to love them and help them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we are all friends of the Most High God. Yes, we're all children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. But, you know, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm kind of brushing on my message a little bit, so let's just get off of that for just a second. I'm coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Nobody has pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how we know you to be the healer, God. We know, Lord God, you to be all that we need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and everything that you do, Lord. We thank you for the word of God, Lord God, because nothing will stand the test of time like the word of God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. We lean not on our own understanding, but lean on you, Lord God. We lean on the word that you have placed before us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, as you go to and fro, oh God, healing those that are lame, God, those that are sick. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who think that they can't get well, Lord God. Lord God, we bind that spirit of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God, because nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, you can touch them, Lord God, with your finger, Lord God, of love. Oh, my God, and make them well. It don't take but a minute. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, how you rain down on us, Lord God. Each and everything that we need, Lord God, in this earth to operate, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, that they hear you, Lord God, and not me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them hear what the Holy Ghost has to say on today. In the name of Jesus, let the word go, Lord God, in the hedges and the highways, and compel those who are lost to come to Christ in the name of Jesus. Those who've been burdened down in the name of Jesus shall be lifted up on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, nothing is hard for you, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we cast every care upon you in the name of Jesus, because everything that concerns us, Lord, we know it concerns you. So, Father, we just say thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be there round about now. Amen. Glory to God. But before we get started, hallelujah, in just a minute, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, there was a message for someone, amen, glory to God, that the Lord had laid on my heart to give. Amen. He said, tell Jeffrey. This is for Jeffrey, whether Jeffrey's listening on the phone, glory to God, or whether he's listening on the web, it don't matter. He said, tell Jeffrey, you've been troubled on every side. Amen. Glory to God. He said, you need to repent and turn around. You once knew who he was, glory to God, and you walked away. He said, but tell Jeffrey, it's time for him to turn around and come back, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, just repent and turn around from what you're doing in the world, living by the world system, glory to God, and come back, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, you know your calling, you know, and you walked away, hallelujah. You knew you were headed that way, and then you walked away. But sometimes things can get so hard, and you'll want to walk away. But I encourage you to come back, glory to God. And listen, if you're on the line, hallelujah, you can press the 1. Or if you're listening by the way of glory to God, just go ahead, amen, and hit me up. Inbox me on Facebook. I have 2 pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, glory to God. Just go ahead and inbox me. I will check that, glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to get you back on the right track, glory to God. You know, to much is given, much is required, hallelujah. You were headed in the right direction. Yes, you know your ministry, he said, and you walked away, hallelujah. Well, it's time to come back, glory to God, hallelujah. And there's one other thing, hallelujah, that he had laid on my heart, glory to God. He said there was someone, amen, that you've been missing your dad so much. It's been so hard for you to move on. He said, you know, when you were a little girl, your dad used to, you know, he used to take you, amen, glory to God, and he would come in, amen, in a room, and he would say, where's my little girl? And you would come to him, and he would pick you up and take you up, amen, in the air, hallelujah, glory to God, and you say, here I am, daddy, here I am, and you've been missing him so much. It's so hard for you to move on, glory to God. And, you know, he would not let your hand go. After he would hug you and kiss you, and then he would put you down, but you would not let his hand go. Everywhere he went, you went, glory to God. Y'all were just that tight. Well, it's okay to miss him, hallelujah. But he wants you to go on, hallelujah, because you got work to do for the Lord, huh? Glory to God. But you can't get that work in because you've been sitting and you've been just grieving, and he's been gone to be with the Lord for some times, but God said, amen, glory to God. You got to come on and you got to just let go, hallelujah. No, you won't forget him, glory to God. You always remember when you were small how he would come in a room and say, where's my little girl? And you would say, daddy, here I am, here I am. You know how some kids said, here me is, glory to God. And I hear him said, you said that also, glory to God. It's okay, hallelujah. You know, yes, we miss them, but they're going to be with the Lord, hallelujah. And you can't stop. You got to keep on moving. You hadn't been able to move forward. But on this day, hallelujah, I'm going to pray for you that God will give you the strength to move forward, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can get in a place where I'm just going to tell it like it is. We on live radio. It's okay, glory to God. You know, people always talk about those that have gone on, you know, a lot, you know. Well, you know, Aunt Jenny, Aunt Sarah, and you know, Daddy Papa, and you know, Papa and Pappy and all them. They get in a room always sometimes, and they talk about all those that's going on to be with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Sometimes. But there are some times, amen, glory to God, you got to talk about those that's living. So you know what? I wonder, is old Sarah over there, is she saved? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, maybe we need to go and talk to Sarah about, you know, where she gonna, do she know where she gonna spend eternity? I wonder if old Juice Bar over here, do he know the Lord? Glory to God. You can always talk about those that have gone on, glory to God, amen. And it's okay sometimes, but sometimes you gotta remember there are those that's around you that's living that need you too. So I'm gonna pray, hallelujah, that God will give you the strength to move on in your ministry now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, oh God, to give her strength, Lord God, to move on in her ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. What has been bounding her down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we push her forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to give her the strength, Lord God, unbelievable, God, strength that she needs to go on, Lord God, to do her ministry, oh God, not forgetting them, her parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus, but pressing towards the mark of the higher calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise your holy name. You know, we serve such an awesome God, you know, and an awesome God we serve. Sometimes we can get so caught up, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, but just don't get caught up too much. Well, you forget I got to go forth in the ministry, hallelujah, regardless of what's going on and what's going on in you and what's going on around you. We still got to go on in the ministry, hallelujah. You know, the ministry must go on regardless. You know, I remember when Paul said, whatever state soever I find myself in, I learn to be content. So you got to learn, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't have to stay in that place, glory to God, but you got to learn to be content, hallelujah, and continue, hallelujah, the work of the Lord, because there are some that needs to hear what you got in you. Glory to God. I mean, come on now, the Holy Ghost and the Word of God now, glory to God, not all that other junk, but the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's get on with our message on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Chapter 6. We then, as workers together with him, beseech ye also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. You know, isn't it something, hallelujah, how people will say, well, yeah, you know, I know the Lord. I know the word of God. I know the Lord. Yes, I do. Yeah, glory to God. You accept him as your Lord and Savior. But guess what? Hallelujah. You hadn't stopped and come from where you are. You're still doing what you used to do. Now, let me help you out right there. When you are, amen, say you accept the Lord, thy God, there's a transitioning that's going to thank you, Lord. There's a transitioning that's going to take place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it ain't going to happen overnight, but you're going to have to press your way. The reason I can tell you that it ain't going to happen overnight, because I've been there and done that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because once I really, really found out and I grabbed hold, hallelujah, to who he really, really was in my life and who he really, really is now in my life, glory to God. My God, it was hard to pull a loose from certain things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? I had to have a made-up mind. I kept going back until one day I said, hold up, wait a minute. Let's get some truth in it. Glory to God. I said, you know what I want? I want him more than I want you. So I had to tell, amen, glory to God. I had to tell, not me, glory to God. I want him more than I want you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what he said to me? Glory to God. Amen. We're on real live radio. Ladies, I hope y'all listening. Glory to God. Hold on. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I can't live like that. I said, well, you might not can't. I said, but I can. So in that order, it was time for me to go. When the Lord said it's time, he told me it's time to go. Amen. So I got up and walked out, and I never, ever went back again. Glory to God. So you have to have a made-up mind. When you say, Lord, I receive you, I know who you are, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know you, Lord God. I accept you. Yes, I do, Lord God. Then there's going to be a transition, and that starts to take place on the inside. Things going to start to quickening on the inside, and you're going to want more of Jesus, and you're going to know, amen, hold it. Devil, you ain't pulling me over here. I'm going all the way with the Lord, glory to God. Well, it's okay. Let's move on. Hallelujah. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I scorned thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Glory to God. You know, he said he heard you when you prayed. Hallelujah. He heard you when you prayed, and he helped you. He heard you when you called on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He heard you when you was in need. He heard you when you said, Lord, I need a healing. He heard you when you said, Lord, give me peace. He heard you when you said, Lord, help my children. He heard you when you said, Lord, increase my finance. He heard you, hallelujah, when he said, Lord God, help me, Lord God. I need you, Lord God. I ain't got no rest down here. Lord, I need you. Lord, my feet hurt. Lord, my toe hurt, Lord God. Lord, heal them, God. Heal them children, Lord God, that done went astray. He heard you when you said, okay, now listen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, my husband out there acting like he ain't got no sin, like he done lost his rabbit mind. Say, come on, he heard you, and he helped you. Glory to God. He helped you. So now, glory to God, guess what? Hallelujah. Now you got to remember, when you said, Lord, I need you, then guess what? Then you got to walk in that way, glory to God. You got to walk right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But first of all, let me help you out here. You got to get with some people that going to help you to walk right. You know, glory to God. As a babe, there are babes that's in Christ, you know, in Christ Jesus. They've just come into knowing who Jesus is. Yes, you got to hold their hand and walk with him. But the grown folks, glory to God, hallelujah. If you done told them and told them and told them, hallelujah, and you done helped them through some tough times, and you done helped them and helped them, guess what? It's time to say, okay, listen, you're going to have to learn to walk on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to learn to walk with Jesus on your own. You know, there's old saying, you have to, every tug got to sit on its own bottom. So, you know, amen, I can't go, amen, to heaven off just my mama knowing Jesus. Amen. I can't go to heaven off my sister knowing Jesus. I can't go to heaven, amen, glory to God, just because, amen, glory to God, my pastor know Jesus. I can't go to heaven, glory to God, because my apostle know Jesus. I got to go, amen, for myself. They are there to lead and guide you, glory to God, into the right direction, hallelujah. But there are some things that you're going to have to do on your own, good God Almighty, hallelujah. My God, let's move on, hallelujah. Give it no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. You know, some people can blame, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. They'll blame ministers, you know. Oh, you going, and people outside, hallelujah. Well, you know what? You going to that church over there, and you doing all this and all that and all this and all that. That's ministry, hallelujah. What you doing, hallelujah, glory to God. For them who ain't doing nothing, they sure can't talk. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. You know, what are you doing, hallelujah? Don't blame it on the ministry. I remember, amen, a time in my life, and I know I have testimonies throughout here, but I'm trying to help you to see something. We're going to get somewhere. Glory to God. Just come on, y'all, keep riding the train. We're going to get there. Glory to God. You know, this girl I used to pick up, glory to God, and I would always pick up and bring her on to church with me, and, you know, and we would go to the, amen, glory to God, the Bible study, and we'll go to church, and I'd pick her up, and, you know, I'd pick all her children up, too, amen. She had like four children, amen, and my plus my one and me in a car together, but it didn't matter, glory to God. As long as we were going to the house of the Lord, it didn't matter. I'd pick them all up. Let's all ride. Let's roll. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then someone said to her, said, you going over there to that church, amen, it ain't nothing but an occult. You doing this and you doing, and guess what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the girl went because she loved the Lord, and she loved the way, you know, the pastor, and she loved the way they were, the first lady was treating her, and, you know, how they would take her hand and hold her hand and help her to know who Jesus really was and help her to walk through some stuff that she was going through. Glory to God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. So, you see, they was on the outside looking in. And now, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. They have joined the church. Hallelujah. Almost the same church that the girl was going to. Now, ain't that, now you see how that worked. Hallelujah. So what was in her, they got from her. Glory to God. That's all right. Glory. Let's move on. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fasting. See, he was saying right here, you know, we went through all that, hallelujah. We went through all that, hallelujah. We were beaten. We were thrown in prison. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everything that came up on us. But you know what, hallelujah, they didn't stop. You know, sometimes when people get to going through stuff, they want to stop, but they were beaten, they were thrown in prison, hallelujah, but they still went on preaching the gospel. Sometimes when things happen unto us. Glory to God. You know, we want to back up on God. No, you need to move out on God and back up on everything else. You know, it's time to lose. Glory to God. It's time to lose some stuff, and it's time to cut some folks off, because sometimes people will be pulling you back. You're trying to go forward, but they want to pull you back. Nonsense. No more. Hallelujah. It's time now. Hallelujah. Because we always say Jesus is to return to here soon. Glory to God. But we don't know how soon. He said even angels don't know. So we don't want him to catch us with our work undone. Glory to God. You can do more than you do. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Yes, you say you'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel a shift a little bit here. Glory to God. Yes, that's okay to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. But you can do more for the ministry. Glory to God. You can do more than you do. Hallelujah. I know it takes time out from your busy schedule. Hallelujah. To do more for the ministry. But that's okay. Hallelujah. You ain't worrying about no reward down here. You're worrying about a reward in heaven. That's what you want to gain, your reward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Glory, ain't God good. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfringed. You know, they say in true love, because they had true love for the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they didn't stop. They went through long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They just kept on moving with the Holy Ghost on the inside of them for love for God's people. That's what it is. Glory to God. You got to have pure, genuine, agape love. Hallelujah. It don't matter if they talk about you, which they will. Hallelujah. You think they didn't persecute them? Yes, they did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody that stands for the word of God and has true love in them, they gonna persecute you. Hallelujah. You know, amen. It comes time when you say, well, you know what? I don't know why these people talk about me. You know, I just don't know why. Hallelujah. Do it matter? Hallelujah. Maybe they can't find nothing else to talk about. Hallelujah. But if you got the love of God and you keep loving them and keep praying for them, glory to God. Pray that they find Jesus. Every time they talk, you say, Lord, I pray that they find the real you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, if they cut me down, I pray that they find the real you, Lord. Because something just is missing, Lord, in their life. Because if they can't find, amen, nothing good to say about you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Then something's wrong. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know? Hallelujah. He was saying, you know, some people gonna talk about you. It don't matter. Some people gonna be against you. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Glory to God. Let's read on down to 8. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceiving and yet true. By disagreement, some don't love you, it don't matter. Some ain't going to love you, it don't matter. Some going to talk about you, it don't matter where you at, what you're doing. It just don't matter in these days right here, because it said we're living in the last and evil days. The love of many going to wax cold. Hallelujah. You know, people are going to be lovers of themselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. More than they love God. Glory to God. Just because he has not came yet. Jesus hasn't came yet. They, you know, some think with their mind, well, I don't know what I believe. Well, he ain't coming, but don't let him catch you now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your work undone. My God, my God. But don't worry about it. This ain't the time to worry about what folks think about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. See, he was talking about everything that he went through. See, he was telling them here. He had heard something over here in Corinthians that, you know, of things they were doing, and he came in. Paul came in to correct them. Glory to God. You know, come on now. Hallelujah. If you don't want to be corrected, you're in the wrong ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because why not let somebody correct you so you can help somebody else? My God. Glory to God. That's what you got to have an open mind, an open heart. to let somebody be able to take correction. Some people wear the feeling on their sleeves. Hallelujah. My God, that means every little thing they tell you, they just coming against me. Oh, my God. I just catch it. Oh, my God. They just coming against me. Glory to God. Well, they persecuted Jesus and hung him high and stretched him wide. My God. That talk. Amen. They used to sing this song. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to tell y'all the words to the song. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm not a vocalist. Amen. Glory to God. You can talk about me just as much as you please. The song said, as long as you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Because every time I think about Jesus, good God Almighty, I feel good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way we have to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might walk away hurt because of somebody been talking about you, but it's okay. But go on about your business, hallelujah. Don't try to, amen, come back against them. See, they were saying, amen, glory to God. See, everything that was done to them, they were chastened, but they wasn't killed, glory to God. Words can't kill you, hallelujah. And if they're talking negative, then just get away from them. You don't have to listen to all this negative stuff. You don't even have to be around the negative vibes if you don't want to. Glory to God. You can separate yourself from all that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, you say you're a prophet. You say you're a teacher. You say you're a pastor. You say you're an evangelist. Glory to God. You say you're all that. And a bag of chips, glory to God, with the hot sauce on it too. So you should know how to separate yourself from all that, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't keep getting yourself, amen, all worked up because what they saying. Look right here. All Paul and them was saying, all that we went through. We went in, they imprisoned us. They beat us, glory to God. And look, we wasn't killed. He still took care of us. Out of all they went through, he still took care of us, glory to God. Don't you know he'll take care of you the same way? Yes, he will. Glory to God. Let's move on. As sorrowful yet also rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. He was saying, glory to God, here, hallelujah. He said, we may not have much, hallelujah, glory to God. But guess what? They had everything because they possessed the Holy Ghost on the inside of them, hallelujah. You may not have all the houses you want. You may not have all the cars you want, hallelujah. It ain't nothing wrong with that stuff. Just don't let that stuff have you. And when you're constantly praying, Lord, give me a car, and you already got two cars and you want another car, in the garage, hallelujah, glory to God. Now come on now, glory to God. You say, Lord, give me more clothes, Lord God, and you already got two closets hanging up in the doorway, in the walkway. You can't even get your own head, hallelujah. You got so much in there you can't move. Come on now. And you're asking, well, Lord, I want this, Lord God. Come on now. You need to get rid of some of that and help somebody else, hallelujah. Let's move on. Oh, ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. It said, our feelings ain't changed, but yours have. Your feelings have changed, but ours haven't. In other words, he still got that true love for him and telling them, our feelings ain't changed, but yours have. Glory to God. Ain't it something, amen? Sometimes, I ain't fooling with them. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just ain't. I'm not saying nothing. Hallelujah to them. I'm not even going to speak to them. Glory to God. But you don't have to do that. Don't do that. I don't care how some people treat. I still say good morning or good afternoon, whichever it is, it don't matter. If they speak, that's fine because that's on me, how I treat them. But if they don't, that's on them, how they treat me. Glory to God. I use myself because I don't want nobody to think that I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have to. Hallelujah. But you got to learn and how to do when you're in ministry. Glory to God. If you've been in a ministry, hallelujah, glory to God. If you've been in a ministry, I say you've been in there 3 years, 4 years. Now you say, I'm going on 30 years in this ministry, and you still ain't learned nothing. You're still the same. What's wrong? Check yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're still doing the same old thing you were doing. Amen. 7 years ago, hallelujah, and you ain't getting no good results, you need to lay before the Lord and say, Lord, what am I doing, Lord God? Is it something that I need to do that I ain't doing, Lord? What can I do, Lord, to come up higher? What can I do, Lord God, to be a blessing? What can I do, Lord God, to reach heaven and my prayers reach heaven even the more, Lord God, to pull down anything that I might need, Lord God? What can I do, Lord God? You got to learn how to fall out on your face and ask the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, let me help you out right here, glory to God. It's okay, you got leaders you can go talk to. Yes, praise the Lord for them. Glory to God, yes, hallelujah. And by all means, if it's something that you really, really need, yes, by all means, hallelujah. But learn how, amen, to go before the Lord. Then what you got to do is go before the Lord first, and then you go and tell him, you know what, this is what the Lord told me. Well, you know, this is what I heard the Lord saying. Glory to God. I ain't telling you to make up nothing now, okay? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if that's what he said to you, then you can go and talk to him. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to help some sisters and brothers out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be ye not unequally yoked. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Let's go back up to 13. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged. Be ye not, 14, unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Now, you see right here, it's saying, you know, some people say, well, you know what? I'm going to marry JoJo over here. You know, he's a good man, but he ain't saved. You know, he don't go to church. Well, you know, you can't change JoJo. Hallelujah. If JoJo ain't going to church, you leave JoJo in that place over there where he's sitting at that little house, and they sitting out there in the backyard, glory to God, with their music on, glory to God. Whatever music they listening to, amen, and we know it ain't Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. You leave him there, hallelujah. Good man or no good man, he said, be not unequally yoked. What are you going, when you want to talk about the Lord thy God, you think he going to want to hear it? No, he ain't want to hear it. So you leave him over there, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. It's a don't even be yoked up, amen, with someone who don't believe, even in business, you have to be careful about that. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. You know, sometimes people can say, well, you know what, I'm going to change it. Men, women, I'm talking to all of them, glory to God. Men and women, all of them, hallelujah. Well, you know what, I think I can change him, you know. And they say, you know, unbelieving wife, yeah, a believing wife can sanctify her husband, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's if you're married, then yeah, I hear that. Yes, glory to God. And sometimes, amen, you got to be real. He don't change, hallelujah, glory to God. So understand, hallelujah, there comes, amen, transformation in time, but you can't save nobody, hallelujah. It has to be, amen, the Lord our God that saves, hallelujah. It ain't going to be you. You can't make him change. So don't marry him and think you're going to change. And even, amen, if you're hanging around, amen, somebody that's not saved, hallelujah, the only reason you can hang around them is to tell them about a man named Jesus, if they'll listen, because there are some that won't listen. What I learned on this walk with Lord, the Lord thy God, good God Almighty, glory to God. Now, me, myself, I love to talk about the Lord. I really do. And I know there's a time and a place for everything, hallelujah. I don't get, you know, in my workplace talking about it. I don't, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But I learned there is a time and a place to talk about it, and glory to God. And when, you know, you talk to people, you can locate them where they at. Because if they gonna talk up and start, you start talking about, well, you know what, this is what the word says, you know, and this is what the word says, and it says this, and it says, and when you hear them lead, say, okay, well, you know, I need to do this, and I need to do that, and, you know, yes, these shoes, and I got to do this, and I, when you hear them leave you, then that means, hallelujah, they don't want, they heard you, and then you can say, you hear me? Say, yeah, I heard you, but they ain't hearing what you said. Hallelujah, glory to God. So they don't want to hear what you're saying about the Lord, glory to God. So that means you don't need to be with them, hallelujah. You got to walk away. You got to learn how to walk away. You know, it's okay, hallelujah. Don't be yoked up with somebody who don't want to go down the same road. I can talk about the word all night. I love it, glory to God. I love for somebody to call me and we talk about the word. I want them to talk and I talk some, you know, glory to God. That's awesome. I love that. And it's okay for me to love that. Hallelujah. But I do other things. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I watch very little TV. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. But I do like to watch some of the other evangelists and the pastors. I watch them too. Glory to God. And I was listening at one how he was saying, you know, and his wife kept wanting him to go to church. She kept adding to go to church. So he wasn't saved then. He said, you know what, I'm just tired of you asking me. So he going to go on to church. Hallelujah. So he went to church. Hallelujah. And the pastor was preaching, and then he got through it. He come on out the door. He said, I heard what the pastor said, but I didn't hear what the pastor was saying. So he said he couldn't tell her nothing that he said. So that's why I said that. Hallelujah. You heard what I said, but you wasn't hearing with your heart what I was saying. Hallelujah. Because it didn't mean nothing to you, but it meant something to me. Glory to God. So you have to be careful. Hallelujah. Where you walk. Be careful where you lay your head. Good God Almighty. Be careful who you set up under. My God. I feel a little shift. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You can't be yoked up with non-believers. There are some even in the church. If we were talking about the vain thing here a few minutes ago, glory to God. You know, they said, well, you know what? I know the Lord, and I can get up here, and I can do this, and I can do a little praise dance. Hallelujah. You're taking it in vain. Hallelujah. You say you know him, and you done been baptized. Hallelujah. But your problem, hallelujah, you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Because that's what's going to help you, and that's going to keep you. It's going to lead you in the right direction. My God, my God. Then the next thing I know, you're at the club. Hallelujah. You're throwing up your head left and right. Good God Almighty. My God, Lord, help us down here. Glory to God. My God, come on now. Hallelujah. You can't do it. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful who you're hanging around, where you go, what you're doing. Hallelujah. And even who you're talking to. And you can't go into business with somebody who don't know the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to be careful. Hallelujah. And what concord, hallelujah, hath Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Glory to God. He's telling you to come out from among those things. You know, yeah, we're all God's children. But in order to be a son and a daughter, hallelujah, you got to accept Jesus as Lord. Glory to God. And you got to walk it, and you got to live it. Because people are looking. Whenever you say, well, you know what? Yes, I'm saved. Oh, yes, glory to God. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, they'll throw their hand up, and sometimes when you meet somebody, they say, oh, good morning. How you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I say, oh, Lord Jesus, come on now. Glory to God. Then the next thing you know, they're up there about to cuss the cashier out. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. What happened? What happened between blessed and highly favored, and then the cashier didn't do what you wanted her to do, and you're about to cuss them out? Come on now. Let's get real here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when you walk around in the church, you know, okay, I'm on the usher boat. I'm on the deacon boat. I'm on the bold boat. You're on every boat they got in the church. The next thing I know, you're at the club. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Come on. Is that the way you're supposed to live? No, because people are watching you. And if they're watching you, they're saying, I don't want no part of that. If that's the way they're going to live, then I can just go ahead and just stay in the club. So you know you got to let your light shine. You got to be the light of the world to shine so people can see what a good God we serve. You know, it's time out now for playing. You know, a lot of people just play, and they walk around and play like they say. That's what they say. Hallelujah. They just play, but it ain't time to play. It's time to get real, because he is to return here soon. Hallelujah. And when he comes back, he's coming back to a church that without a spot or a wrinkle, and that means me, and that means you. Hallelujah. All under the sound of my voice and listening on the way of glory to God. So you got to get your mind made up and get fixed up with Jesus. Glory to God. You got to learn how to walk with him no matter. Hallelujah. If you walk with him, he'll come in in and he will sup with you. And glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how they've been talking about their Holy Ghost power, good God Almighty. Your Holy Ghost power keep you from going in some places that you shouldn't go in. Hallelujah. I know there was something I was getting ready to do earlier, and the Lord said, He said, don't do that. He said, stay focused on your word. Glory to God. So you see, if I didn't have that Holy Ghost power living on the inside of me, glory to God, to keep me focused on the word of God that I was to give today. That's why I tell you, hallelujah, that that Holy Ghost power living on the inside of you, can't nothing stop you. Glory to God. He ain't raising up no weak Christians. Hallelujah. Every time something hits you, you think you got to call somebody. I got to call this person. I got to do this. I got to do that. Glory to God. No, you ain't got to do that. Just go and start falling on your knees, saying, Lord, help me, please. But if there's something going on that you need somebody to pray, by all means, call them. But you know, for every little nitpicking thing, you got to learn, hallelujah, glory to God, to go to him for yourself. Hallelujah. My God, we are people that's supposed to be of strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But sometimes you're walking in the wrong places and you're doing the wrong things. Glory to God. That's why you ain't got no power. Hallelujah. My God. The Holy Ghost ain't going to dwell there because he said, touch not the unclean thing. So those things that you know ain't clean, then you should not be touching them. Hallelujah. Because I say again, and I've said this many times, there are some things that you don't need to watch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Just because you say, okay, it's all right, I can watch this. It's okay. It ain't going to do nothing to me. Glory to God. And you know what? You can sit there and look at it, and it ain't going to do a thing to you right then. But later on, oh, my God, where did this come from? How do I get this out of my spirit? So you got to be careful what you're feeding yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn how to walk with God and suck with him. Glory to God. It ain't just a one-time thing. It's an all-day thing, really. But when you get up in the morning, hallelujah, and when you go out your door in the morning, hallelujah, you ask the Holy Ghost to wake up, hallelujah, and be my guide and walk with me and suck with me. Glory to God. And be with me. Hallelujah. Protect me. And the angels camp around me. Hallelujah. That's how you got to learn how to pray in the morning time. Now, we know we done been on show, all these shows that done came on, hallelujah, you know, and they done talked about the word of God and the Holy Ghost power, glory to God, that will live on the inside of you, that will help you and give you strength. My God. God's about to release, hallelujah, glory to God. My Lord, he's about to release. Glory to God, everything that's been bound up for you in these days, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, your finances has been bound up, so he's about to release them, hallelujah, glory to God, oh, hallelujah, he's about to release you, hallelujah, there's some bill they've been having you to pay, somebody, okay, you owe them, and you said you didn't owe them, you know, then they made you pay them because they're going to shield your check, oh, good God Almighty, he said he's going to release you from that thing. He's going to show them, hallelujah, that you don't owe them, hallelujah, glory to God. You haven't been able to come up with document. It's okay because God said, I'm going to do it. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. He said he's going to do it, glory to God. My God. That's the type of God we serve, hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to release you, hallelujah. They ain't going to keep bothering you about that, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he's going to release you from that. Hallelujah. He's going to show them. Hallelujah. That it wasn't yours and it ain't yours. Hallelujah. When you walk right and touch not the unclean thing, God will move a mountain for you. Because he is a mountain. Hallelujah. He can move it. Glory to God. He can do whatever he want to do with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Touch not the unclean things. Hallelujah. Don't be unequally yoked. Don't be yoked up with somebody that you know ain't saved. Don't be thinking that you can save them because you can't save nobody. Because he said one plant, one water, glory to God, and God gives the increase. So you can't save nobody. You're going to go on and marry him, hallelujah. Anyway, whoever that is, let me help you out. Don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. Glory to God. And I approve the don't do it. Glory to God. My God. Because you don't want to go on down the road later, and then you can't even talk about the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I don't want to hear that mess. Glory to God. I'm just being real and keeping it alive. Glory to God. And I approve that message. Don't do it. Glory to God. There's someone that's about to marry somebody. Hallelujah. You know they ain't where you are. Hallelujah. Well, that's not God. Hallelujah. You know, I know, you know, women keep saying amen, hallelujah, say the message, but, you know, that's the, this is a shift, so let's roll with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they said, well, you know, my biological clock ticking. Glory to God. Well, let me help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd rather have your clock ticking away than to be in misery the rest of your life. Hallelujah. You'd rather have your clock ticking out, glory to God, than to have all no peace in your house. Glory to God. So I tell you, don't do it. Hallelujah. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah. Don't be yoked up with somebody whom you know. They don't serve God like I do. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, God is real, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. My God, hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead, amen, hallelujah, and I'm going to give the invitation to Christ, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. Father, forgive me for every sin that I have committed. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ. Glory to God, and welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you, hallelujah, because I would like to know, hallelujah, who it was on my line. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can, it's okay, hallelujah, as long as you receive the word of the Lord, it's okay. Don't worry about what others gonna think, because people will sometimes just try to just persecute you. It don't matter what you receive, and they're going to talk about you anyway, so it don't really matter. So I'd rather be in the house of the Lord, glory to God, than to be out, hallelujah, glory to God. So it's okay. My God, my God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a break in between here now, hallelujah, and the next voice you're going to hear will be none other than Minister Elaine Jackson, hallelujah. Her show comes on at 3:30. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you got a bit of a break here, and you can go and listen to Minister Elaine on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go on Facebook. I think she has a link there that you can click on and hear the word of the Lord on today, an awesome word that's coming forth, glory to God, in season. So I don't want you to miss it. And don't forget to tune in Tuesday night, hallelujah. The Power Impact Team, they're going to throw down, hallelujah. But if you missed any of the shows, you can go back and hear them on demand, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome weekend. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.